listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy,
happy days,
though. We dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
A very happy Friday to you, and a particularly happy Friday to the women of Australia and the world for International Women's Day. We've got one in the room, producer Bron. Happy IWD.
Woo!
Doing anything fun for it?
Working with you guys.
Oh my God, I know. It's like the world's punishing you, isn't it? Well, we thought of doing the only gentlemanly thing we could do on an International Women's Day, Bron, and that is to get you to host the show while we just valiantly take a step back from the microphones and allow women to speak, you know, and, you know, just kick our feet up and let you do all the hard work. We thought that could probably be the only thing that we should do, but then someone said, that doesn't sound right.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Doing the show by yourself.
Yeah. I've had dreams of, like, nightmares about that.
If you did start your own podcast, what would it be about?
Ooh, that's a good question. Surely something about reality TV. I am a connoisseur. I truly believe no one watches reality TV the way that I do, through the lens that I do.
Scientific lens are you watching the people go about their business?
Oh my God, it's all about like the human interaction, sociology. I'm dissecting these people's lives like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, yeah. So have you been across, you know, maths? I saw that Lucinda and Tim had a little bit of a breakthrough earlier on in the week, and you know, they're slowly growing to be my favourite couple. What's going on there?
Okay, now maths and Survivor on at the same time, and I am a Survivor girly, so I had to say no to maths.
So what's
your
hot take on Survivor at the moment?
Oh, it's a great season. It is a great season of Survivor. They're doing blindsides. Every tribe where you don't know what's going on, it's very good.
All right.
Ooh, okay, well, we'll let you get back to some Survivor while we, I guess, do all the hard work again.
Please don't cut that out without context. Matt is joking, everybody. That is a attempted joke.
Thank you, Bron, for being an amazing part of our life. Thank you to all the women in our lives as well. Shout out, Belinda. Shout out, Sophia. Love you very much.
And shout out to you for listening to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Let's get going.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Well, didn't expect to come into work today and get absolutely called out.
What have you done?
Well, I was just going and getting a coffee, man. That's what you do at a little office. You wander along to the coffee and tea station. This is a pretty fancy one here at Listener. Not only do you have the white sugar, you've got brown sugar.
Okay.
Back at ABC, you'd be lucky if they gave you salt to put in your coffee.
You'd have to BYO.
BYO shug. You'd be walking down grabbing some off the cafe tables, you know, those little tubes on the way in. Anyway, I'm catching up with Em. Used to work on the social media team. Very nice person. Outsculled you at the at Comedy Republic one night after
This is your story, okay, not mine.
After a particular live performance. I wonder if you are coming to Matt and Alex's 1,000th episode live from Comedy Republic.
I'm not. I need it to be publicly known that I will be a very good boy on that night, and I'll be in bed before the sun is down, Alex Dyson.
Wow. Okay, so show starts at 7 on Wednesday the 20th, finishes at about 8. Sun sets probably getting around 8:30, 8:45 these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I'll be going to bed the following day. Oh, okay. No, seriously. Let's. What happened at the coffee station?
Standing there, having a chat, having a coffee, and Em goes, "Hang on. Did you just free pour that coffee?" Now we're working with instant here. Okay. We have that. What's about a 1 kg big old tub of instant? Right. Or I guess we're allowed to say brands. It's a 1 kg Makona.
Yeah. Okay.
And instead of dirtying a teaspoon, what I do is take the lid off, grab my little mug, just give it a little shake. Turn it over, give it a little shake.
Just go in raw with your instant.
Just a little raw dog waterfall of granules into the bottom of my mug, then the hot water, then the milk.
You're a barbarian, Daiso.
And Em's like, did you just free pour that? I'm like, yeah, like no spoon or anything. I'm like, no, I didn't. The first time I had instant coffee, yeah, and the second time and probably the third time, I'd use a spoon and you spoon it in. And then by the time you know how much of a mound is at the bottom of the mug, as if you can't just free pour a little,
no,
a little coffee for yourself.
Okay, one, it's a real game of do I want to not dirty a spoon? Well, no, here it is. Here's this game. It's do I want to dirty a teaspoon or do I want to dirty the entire kitchen countertop when free pour goes hectic?
What are you cold, mate? Are you shivering and just sending granules everywhere?
Mate, you know that a single...
Mr. I'm good at everything can't pour coffee out of a mug.
A single over rotation on that, on a big 1kg jar like that could send things absolutely flying. Right? Little coffee avalanche.
Well, for mere mortals, sure.
Okay, the second thing is, even, and I don't do much instant coffee, but I have a Milo every weekend. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I bought it for Sophia. She doesn't like it, but Daddy does.
Yeah. Air quotes, bought it for Sophia.
Yeah.
How many bloody Xbox games is she getting for Christmas?
Even I know.
Get her the old slab of beer. Oh, that's right. You're not 18 yet. Oh, well.
Guzzle. I still use a teaspoon for that, even though I have been drinking this stuff for 40 years almost.
That is a completely different tin of Milo and kettle of fish because that is a very fine powder.
No, look, it's even more dangerous with Milo.
That's a lot tougher to pour out of a container.
No, see, you should be figuring out how much caffeine you're drinking. That's what the spoon's for. I mean, Milo, I could free pour that all day.
Yeah, I'm saying I put in the same amount as what a spoon, 2 teaspoons would be. I'm not going, maybe this is the correct amount. It's half full mug of granules.
Bron, do you agree with Alex's methods?
No, he's a, I was going to say disgusting pig, but
no, I think that that's right. I think that that is spot on.
Disgusting pig?
I don't like that at all.
No, neither do I. I mean, okay, Daiso, let me just ask. Does this stop at coffee or are you free pouring everything?
Well, I have a responsible service of alcohol for the venue that I own and am the licensee of, and so absolutely not.
When you're cooking, are you a free pourer?
For alcoholic beverages, it's very important to know how much you've drunk. So no, not in that way. But cooking, oh yeah. Made myself a little like wonton broth last night. Oh, that'll be enough rice wine vinegar. That'll be enough sesame.
Wait.
That'll be enough.
You're telling, because the other week you said that you don't taste test as you go
either. I know. So this is it. We've got someone who not only doesn't taste their food when they're cooking it, but they don't even measure it out or anything.
No taste, no measure.
I can understand. Okay, Daiso.
What's going on in your house?
Daiso, you have to do one or the other. Okay?
No.
Preferably sometimes both. I don't mind you not measuring, but you have to taste.
And you don't mind me not tasting, but I have to measure.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you have to do one, but you cannot not do both.
Well,
oh my
goodness.
I'm going
to have to invite you both around for dinner. I'm going to give you the free pour special. I'll free pour my coffees for you beforehand. I'll free pour my sauces. And my garlics and my chilies. And we'll have to see how we go.
I'm scared.
I know. We're going to be hanging off the ceiling fans from all the caffeine that we've had, tasting absolute garbage that Daiso's been throwing into a pot.
I'll make two. One that I've measured, one that I've free poured. You have to tell me which one you like better in a blind taste test extravaganza.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. I quite simply am not interested in tasting bad coffee and food.
I feel like you can free pour as much garlic as you want because that will never go wrong.
No, that's no. Yuck. I'm anti-garlic. All right. Well, look, now that we know the depths of your savagery.
No, we don't, because I free pour my savagery. So we have no idea how much savagery is in there. I've not measured out the savagery.
All right, so whatever, you just continue to baffle me, Daiso.
I'm calling it.
That's cool.
Drippy.
What about like?
That's pretty cool.
What's hitting?
Little thing called.
What's hitting
with Sarah?
Oh, that's right. It is time to chat to our youth correspondent who is getting older by the second and is soon not even going to qualify for this role anymore, I guess. It's pretty scary, Sarah. I mean, it's going to be this year that you turn 18.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
It's final year of high school. Do you know what you're going to do next year? Have you started that thought?
Well, I know that I'm not jumping straight into uni because to me that sounds like hell, but more I'd need to save money at like first as well if I want to go to uni. So more just like have a gap year, work as much as I can, but also, you know, live a little, like have some fun.
Absolutely. Well, we could take you on as a full-time correspondent here because you've been doing this out of the kindness of your heart for many years, making sure that we're not out of the loop when it comes to conversations and new trends. Unfortunately, the budget we've had with you over the years has been $0 and 0 cents. So apologies for that.
That's pretty good.
just the thought that you're helping the charity as a charity of old fuddy duddies out there, just trying to stay hip with the game.
Maybe I should put it down on my resume, like under charity.
Yeah. You should, yeah. After the good things you're doing for the community, regular guest on Matt and Alex, helping change old people's lives.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You're the new Meals on Wheels, but for things that are cool. Hey, Sarah, we've got a couple of listeners who have asked some questions. Mary got in touch, Marie said, I just started to understand all facts, no printer and cap, etc. But is that out now? Is it not cool to say those things? What's all facts, no printer?
So it's just like a little play on words because you say like, oh yeah, facts, like that's true. And so people started saying all facts, like F-A-X, but no printer, blah, 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 you know, like,
okay.
It's not, I mean, it's not that great in my opinion.
You're saying it was never cool.
I mean, yeah, it was cool. I never said it, but, it was probably, I would say it was cool like 2 years ago to say that. Cap, like, you still hear that a lot, but even sometimes it's like, what are you saying? Like, grow up.
Yeah.
Right. Ouch. Don't mince your words, Sarah.
Well, it's interesting because I've sort of saw recently, and I think this is quite true, Sarah. Mine and Matt's generation, let's say the millennial generation, is going to be the first people who are going to have to not only teach their parents how to use a printer, but teach their kids how to use a printer. They're like stuck in the middle of them being invented, so the parents don't know, and then going out, so you don't have to print off things to sign them anymore. Just do it all online. So I have to teach kids if they come across one as well.
Yeah, honestly, I still don't know how to use a printer. I really just wing it every time I use one. I just smash buttons until it works.
Sarah, can I ask a question? Have you ever sent something in the mail, like a letter?
Yeah, I used to have like I used to be pen pals with my cousins growing up, and like
I would send
my grandma her birthday letters, even though she's like 5 minutes away. Like,
okay, that's good. It's good because I know that some kids probably never.
Machine?
I've never used a fax machine. No.
No, yeah, look, I barely have used a fax machine either. They just made funny sounds. I always thought they might eat me. Hey, Sarah, Callum also asks another question. What does skibidi mean? I heard a young kid say it on the weekend and I just smiled and nodded. No idea what the young fellow was going on about.
I mean, this is your bread and butter, what this entire segment is all about. Skibidi.
This is really going to like open up a new world to you guys. Skibidi comes from a YouTube series that young children watch called Skibidi Toilet. It is the biggest brain rot I have ever come across in my life.
Oh my God, I watched this. Daiso, have you seen this?
No. Yeah.
It is the most bizarre, truly strange, like, phenomenon I've ever seen in my life.
Is it like the salad fingers of 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the main character is like a head that comes out of a toilet and like, and then guns and machines and drones. Like, it's just constant chaos, like so much stimulation in like 1 2-minute video. And there's a song that goes like Skibidi Toilet. Like, it's so stupid. I hate it. But I'll like try and annoy people sometimes when I know they hate it. I'll be like Skibidi Toilet. Because it's like, Like, I'll use it sometimes. Like, even I'll sing it because it's that type of brain rot. It's, like, catchy and it stays in your head.
So, Skibbity Toilet has accumulated over 65 billion views.
No.
Yep.
No.
Amassed 37 million subscribers. Yep.
Yeah, and all of them, all of that is kids. Like, all of that is young kids who have access to unlimited YouTube. Like, there's no plot, there's no storyline, there's no words.
It's just people shooting these toilets with the head coming out of it, and then, like, and they go for 30 seconds, and that's it. It's
yeah, that's it.
Watch
that's
it now, Daiso. And you listening, don't you watch it. We cannot lose you right now to a head coming out of a toilet.
It should be a rant dog episode, actually. You about should go Skibbity. Off about. Yeah, about Skibbity
no,
Toilet.
No, I feel like it's going to be the thing that Daiso gets into.
Skibbity Toilet. Here it is. You could either have Skibbity Toilet, Skibbity Toilet Song, Skibbity Toilet Multiverse.
No.
Skibbity Toilet 70 Part 3. Oh, my God.
Skibbity Toilet 59 is a minute long and it has 75 million views. And it's just... Anyways. It's
Skibbity Toilet 70 full episode, 4 million views. 4 hours ago, it's got 4 million views. It's a million views an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
So whatever you do... Do not let your children hop on YouTube at this point because it's just foul.
This guy's flame throwing heads in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Dad. No, look. I can see him. He's disappearing into the hole. His eyes have glazed over. Daiso, come back to me.
I don't have the sound on.
Bron, pull out the PowerPoint. Turn the computer off.
Yep. Get rid of
Sarah,
it.
Sarah, it's just us now. I need a new host. I've lost him.
Oh, come on. Don't worry. I'll drive there with my license because I'm a driving girl.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah. We'll see you next time.
No worries. Thank you.
Drippy.
Well, it's that time of the week where we jump into the correspondence with Matt and Alex's mailbag. And there's been a bit. We did mention earlier through the week that there's been a little bit of feedback as to some, you know, quite lowbrow humour that was broadcast on the show.
Oh, yes, Alex Dyson. Two words for you. Backlash. to some of the things that might have escaped your naughty little lips.
Well, look, I just had a friendly dig at Australia's architectural punching bag, Adelaide, which I've seen the amount of comedians, Matt, like if a comedian from overseas comes to Australia and they're doing a show in Melbourne, they say, all right, what's a suburb that people joke about? They always say Frankston. And what's a city in Australia people joke about? They always say Adelaide.
Do they, or are you just digging a deeper hole, my dude?
Well, look, we got some correspondences on that. I'll read you. Should I read you the one that came to my personal inbox?
Oh, please.
First?
Yes.
Before we get into the more sanitary side of the Matt and Alex mailbox.
Sure, go.
This is from someone named Matt. Alex. I've always liked you. Right back to the days of you and Tom on Triple J. I listened to the pod today and discovered you had a dislike / distaste for Adelaide. Why? No, I should say that with the capital letters it was written in. Why? What has Adelaide done to you? You're starting a fight you'll never win. And I decided to be a perm pal for life with the rat dog. I never thought you'd do this. How dare you? Come back down from your cloud, you Melbourne douche. You don't want me as an enemy, Daiso. Lift your game, mate.
Oh, no.
P.S. You're a legend and I love you. You just hit that spot. Don't let it happen again. So, look, I'm sorry.
No, he's given you the fair warning, okay? And he wasn't the only one. Mike said on regards to the Alex Adelaide diss, said, oh, poor Adelaide. Kara, with regards to the Alex Adelaide diss, said, what's with the Adelaide diss, Alex? I'm sure there's worse places in Australia. Very quick diss in this morning's pod, though, was a bit salty about it, and it hurt a nerve with this Adelaide-y.
Look, I am sorry, Kara, and to Mike, and to Matt, and to everyone in Adelaide, because you have to live in Adelaide. No, sorry, I am genuine.
Oh, my God.
No. I am actually sorry, but Kara makes a good point. There are probably worse places. So much so that maybe if a place was so bad and the residents all knew it was really bad, that's the only way we can find a town that wouldn't mind it being name dropped in these situations.
Yeah, well, let us know if you reckon you're living in the worst place, because it's just like that thing. You can say certain things about yourself or your own family, but, you know, someone else says it, you say, oi, don't you dare.
So what we're looking for are people who live in a town where you think the general consensus from 100% of people in the town is this place sucks. You're free to make jokes about it sucking because we all know that it does suck. Unlike Adelaide, which is great.
Let us know why, okay? Because there are some things, and you know, they might not be reasons you'd expect. Mm. There's obviously going to be various places around the country in which conditions for a lot of the residents are unideal, okay, mm-hmm. in terms of living circumstances, in terms of crime, etc. But we might be looking for other reasons why your particular town or city sucks, okay?
Is the tap water undrinkable?
Does the bus, your local bus, only come once every 4 hours?
Are there footpaths on the nature strips that go to your house?
Yeah, or lack of them. So just let us know, is there any reason? Maybe the local news agency only ever stocks yesterday's paper. Whatever it is, you let us know why you live in the worst place in Australia. Alex Dyson, Slade also got in touch with us with regards to my luggage mix-up, someone took my bag from the plane by accident.
Yeah, Slade says, me and a few friends flew to Bali, and when we landed, my friend realized she had taken the wrong bag because of a different-looking name tag, but it was the exact same suitcase. The name tag was weirdly the same first and last name, but only slightly differently spelt first name. So after hunting on Facebook to find this person, we got in touch and she returned to the airport to make the exchange. Two exact same suitcases, two same names, the same flight, and they lived in neighboring suburbs. What are the chances?
Whoa! I'm actually mind blown.
So you take the same suitcase, it's got your name on it, but then you look at it closely, it's like, someone spelt my name wrong.
Wow. Could you please tell me, like, find me a better coincidence. Hit us up at matt.n.alex.
That's incredible.
And finally, Alex Dyson, after you had quite the whoopsie with your pronunciation of famous actress Zooey Deschanel, you said it like this.
Don't recall Zooey Deschanel. Zooey Deschanel.
And Cara said,
Bron loves that.
Believe it. You even said the last name funny, but I was just so couldn't believe Zooey came out of your mouth. I got distracted.
Yeah, well, I do love the Glass Animals song Goey.
Yeah, exactly. Cara said, in defense of Alex, I thought Zooey Deschanel was pronounced Zooey as well.
Thank you, Cara. Zooey Deschanel.
To be fair, there's definitely an extra O in there that is unnecessary.
That's the same Cara who was annoyed that I I dissed Adelaide.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Cara. That's 15 all, I would say. That one, Zooey Deschanel.
Well, look, thank you. That is us. We are going to Gooey right now.
What's your favourite way to drink a beer, Matt, with something from your foot?
Oh, I love a scoey.
You love drinking a showy.
Yeah. Look, okay. The English language is a strange thing at times, but... no, covering up for the fact that you made a right fool of yourself.
Zooey Deschanel.
We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you very much and goodbye.
See you later.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.